make-believe foxhole from Tim's dry wit and quips. Tim's unique storytelling style comes to life through the pages. He is driven by a strong desire to help turn managers into leaders, to make work a happier place. He strives to help people become better versions of themselves and in the process to make organizations more desirable places to work. Most importantly, his process provides you with tools to strengthen all of your relationships, at work, at home, and in the mirror. As you listen to this book, Tim will inspire you to improve, to take an honest look at yourself, to be brave enough to see yourself as others do, and not simply through the narrative you have created for yourself. Prior to the COVID pandemic, Tim's classes and coaching were conducted almost entirely in person. No PowerPoint, just Tim and a room full of people. Driven by Tim's desire to be of service when people needed him most, within 2 weeks of the shutdown, Tim completely pivoted. He mastered online learning platforms, translated the program to PowerPoint, and offered help and hope during those uncertain times. He offered the series of seminars free of charge, showing me his mastery of leadership skills. I was deeply honored to stand beside Tim as he navigated some challenges and watch his grace and humility as he looked inward instead of out, called upon his own strength, searching for answers which created opportunities for growth instead of seeking hollow comfort in blame and denial. Tim, ever the consummate leader, exemplified the best leadership qualities in difficult times. Tim's personal growth through his challenges reveal his character and his propensity to practice what he preaches. He displays a readiness to grow and adapt when the environment changes, to boldly face the new reality and embrace rather than squander opportunities brought about by rapid change. There is something in this book for everyone. Whether you are embarking on your leadership journey, have a desire to improve your game, are considering at the next rung, or seeking more satisfying relationships, this book is for you. The contents of this book will not simply share with you the what. Tim also provides you with the how. As you listen to this book, you may experience some cringe-worthy moments when you realize, I did that? Instead, you and thousands of past readers and attendees are empowered to say to yourself, I can do this. Know that you were encouraged and supported to do both. Take the lessons in leadership learned here and pay it forward to the next generation of team members and leaders in your organization, friends, and family. Kelly Reynolds. Preface. So, here we are. Not sure where here is, and it is different for all of you. Here is just the reference to the current point in time and your current condition. The purpose of this book is to truly unlock the potential that you possess. If you can imagine it, dream it, you can make it happen. We have limitless ability within us, but rarely even scratch the surface of those talents, skills, and aptitudes. Every successful person has confronted limiting beliefs and behaviors at one point, and some do this consistently. But you're happy, healthy, and have everything you want. What could you possibly need to unblock? Much more on that later, but I will pose a few questions for you to ponder. 1. Would you value greater happiness or more consistent happiness in your life? 2. Would you appreciate the ability to continue to achieve your success more easily, with less grinding? 3. Would you like to obtain your dream job or perhaps work for yourself? 4. Would you like to be a better role model for others? 5. Would you like to make the lives of those that work for you more satisfying and enjoyable? 6. Would you like higher quality and more meaningful relationships with others? 7. Would you like to explore your unlocked potential? If there is a yes to any of those, and more likely a few of them, please keep listening. The other and more subtle purpose of this book is to cause some pause and reflection. Like many of you, I saw the movie The Sixth Sense a couple of times and then berated myself for not seeing the signs that the Bruce Willis character was already dead. I did the same thing with Oranges in The Godfather, really disappointed with myself that I didn't see the obvious signs and clues. Hopefully, I didn't ruin any movie plots for you. That type of pause and reflection can be healthy and needed for us. It allows us to look back just a bit and say, why didn't I? This should not be a point that you stay fixated upon, but it should be a great and powerful